time now for our Four City Coaches Corner program here on KIOW. Talking now with the Four City Indians girls head basketball coach, Coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, welcome back. You've had just three games since we last talked a week ago. Tell me how the game at North Iowa, the home matchup versus Waverly Shell Rock, and the road game versus West Hancock that was last night, how'd those go?
Yeah, they went really well. We, you know, obviously we lost the one against Waverly, but you know, we'll start with that North Iowa game a week ago Friday there, and you know, that's a game where our, you know, our athleticism and our talent level was you know, really stood out, and we were able to turn them over early and get a lot of shots in transition, that type of thing, and get off to a really big first quarter lead, and you know, we just continued to execute on both ends of the floor really well, and you know, had an easy victory there. And you know, that's just a case for the group that I got. It's just so experienced, so talented, and you know, they're, North Iowa's still building the program there, Andrew, in his first year. So one of those things where the skill level, quite honestly, at this point was just a which it should be with the experience I got. I mean, I got kids that have been in the gym a lot and played a lot of basketball, and you know, they're still, like I said, they're still getting better up there. So one of those things where, you know, we were able to get the bench kids them a lot of minutes, and it was kind of nice to you know, let the starters kind of sit back and be fans on the bench there a little bit in the second half. So then we go to the Waverly game on Tuesday. You know, like a game we've obviously been looking forward to, quite simply because of the level of competition. You know, we want to play highly competitive teams to get better, so we're better for the post-tournament run. And that was a game, you know, Waverly ranked, I believe, 7th in 4A. A really, really solid defensive team that have been for years. They play a very physical style. You know, and I think I'd mentioned last week that, you know, these two games this week would be a lot similar in the style of play. Two teams that like to play very physical, very aggressive on the perimeter, that type of thing. So it was, you know, back-to-back games of that style. But that was a game where Waverly Shell Rock, they just simply locked us down. They, you know, they knew we had three, four girls that could shoot to three. They really chased us off the three-point line. You know, I would say we're probably averaging, you know, 25 to 30 threes a night most nights, and you know, we were only 1 of 14 against Waverly. So not only did we not shoot it well, but we didn't get many attempts. So, you know, that was a big part of the game, and we only got to the free throw line, shot four free throws. So that's another thing. You know, nights we, you know, when we're at our best, we're getting a lot of threes, and we're making, you know, 7 to 10 of them a night, and when we're getting to the free throw line 15 to 20 times a night, and you know, had been shooting them at a really good clip. That's kind of fallen off here lately, but when those two things don't happen, you know, it's obviously hard to score, and that was the case, you know, Tuesday night. We just, you know, I think ended up with 26 points, and that's probably the fewest, you know, Forest City teams scored under me probably since I've been there. But you know, a lot to do with what Waverly were doing. But you know, we didn't play that bad, quite honestly. You know, we competed. Our defense, you know, held them to 43, which is, you know, a good defensive performance. But just couldn't shoot the ball at the clip we needed to, especially from the 3-point line, to be able to hang in there and give us a chance to win. So, but we got better that night. I mean, like I said, that's a win or lose. Those are the types of games you want to play. You know, just simply the fact of, you know, they're going to challenge you to be at your best every possession. And so that's going to certainly, you know, pay dividends come in tournament time. We'll be able to look back at that game and get better from it. And then, you know, last night, West Hancock, like I said, same style of play. Paul's teams are always going to compete. You know, he's going to get after it for 32 minutes on the defensive end. And we came in really, obviously, coming off that loss from Waverly. The girls wanted to get that taste out of their mouth, so a little extra motivation to get back on the court and play Forest City basketball. And I thought we did that. I haven't seen the breakdown of the film yet to know the stat line, but you know, I think we shot it better from the 3-point line, definitely. You know, I thought we really did a good job last night of pushing the ball in transition. We talked a lot about that, and you know, we've been focusing the last you know, couple weeks on getting more up tempo and not walking the ball up the court. I want to get rebounds because that's when we're at our best as well. So we really, I thought we did a really good job of that last night. Now, there are a few possessions where, you know, we weren't we were trying to outlet it too quickly and weren't really seeing defense, and which led to a couple of turnovers. So we addressed that at halftime. I thought we did a better job in the second half of that. But, you know, I thought that was a big thing, is getting out and pushing the ball. And not necessarily, you know, pushing to get a shot every time, but we just need to push tempo just to kind of put the defense on their heels a little bit and get them off balance a little bit, and, you know, be able to get into an offense a little quicker and get some easier looks. So I thought we did a really good job of that. You know, and I thought we rebounded the ball a lot better in the second half last night as well. So, and like I said, we were able to get some threes to fall again last night. You know, I think Sophia knocked down, I think she had maybe three of them, and Ashlyn made a couple, and H got a couple to drop. So a lot of good things last night, you know, bouncing back from the disappointing loss on Tuesday night. So, you know, just continuing to do what we need to do and stay in the race for the conference championship. So really happy with our week, you know, even though we lost Tuesday night to Liberty. Like I said, I thought we played really well. Just didn't shoot it the way we'd like, but, you know, that happens against a really good team. So I thought, all in all, a really good week for us.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about the non-conference schedule again. I've been mentioning it to you over the past 2 years, but over the last 2 years, your non-conference schedule has been very strong. Tell me why, tell me about that and why that's important for you in Forest City.
It's kind of like I mentioned earlier. You know, the only way you're gonna get to your best is to play the best. You know, win or lose, it really doesn't matter. You know, what the outcome is. The non-conference regular season games, I mean, obviously, if you're in the, you know, to the point like we are this year, where you're in the rankings, and, you know, then they mean something. But, it's not important for the conference race, right? You know, that type of thing. I've always had the mentality of I want to play a good team. As long as we can be respectful in those games, it's a good thing. You know, when I was at Garner-Hayfield Ventura, we would play Mason City High in the Pride scrimmage to start the year, and you know that's the time when they had, you know, the girls up, you know, played D1 ball and a really good Kurt had some really good teams over there. But as long as we can compete with them, that's good for the kids. They got to know what it takes to get to the level that we want to get to. So yeah, we got spanked in a lot of those contests, but it really opened the eyes to the kids early in the season, and I've always had that mentality, and it carries with me wherever I go. So we're going to continue to play, you know, very competitive teams, because that's what we need. And you know, the more games like that you can have in the schedule, like I said, it's going to pay off in tournament time. So, you know, it's hopefully we can continue, you know, making the switch in conference, you know, the NCC now, hopefully. Anyway, I know we do next year. We still got a pretty solid non-conference schedule, so hopefully we can continue to do that for years to come, because it's vital to build programs.
Looking ahead to next week, Coach, you have a pretty light week in terms of amount of contests, but there are two really big games, both on the road, with ranked Bishop Garrigan on Tuesday and then another ranked team in Lake Mills on Friday. And if my math is correct, a win at Garrigan on Tuesday guarantees at least a share of the conference title for the Indians, with a win on Friday subsequently securing it outright. I'm sure a conference title is one of the goals for you and the squad this year. What's it going to take to get that accomplished this week against two really good teams?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, next week simply determines the conference championship between those two games that we got next week. And like you mentioned, obviously that's, you know, conference championship is one of our goals, and not only is a conference championship one of our goals, it's to run the table and be undefeated in the conference. So we still have both of those opportunities in front of us, and the first hurdle for that is Tuesday night against obviously a really good Bishop Garrigan team. So, and like you said, both those games are on the road. So, you know, we got to be ready to go. The good thing is defense travels, and our defense is really solid. Defense keeps us in every game. And, you know, we just got to be able to execute well enough offensively to pull out the victories. And, you know, obviously Bishop Garrigan is going to be ready for us. That's been a pretty heated rivalry here the last couple of years. We were the first team to beat them on their gym in conference play in a long, long time. You know, when that happened, a couple years ago, whenever it was. I don't remember if it was, I think it was 2 years ago. But anyway, so they're obviously out to get us, and they're playing really good right now. You know, they put up 100 points the other night, and, you know, they really took it to North Union, it looks like, last night, beat them by 40-some points, I believe. So they're scoring the ball really well. And I've got a lot of girls shooting the three really well, so we're really going to have to guard the three-point line. And, of course, they got the Eastman girl inside. So, you know, it's not going to be a surprise for either coach. We know what each other's going to do. We know each program really well. It's just a matter of, you know, which kids are going to execute better. So, going to have to play well, but, you know, I expect to go over there and keep play really well and come out with a victory. And then, you know, we got to go back, get a couple good days of practice in and then go to Lake Mills, which is, you know, probably the second or third hardest gym to play in our conference, in my opinion. And, get after it that night as well, and execution will be important that night. It seems like most nights we go up there, it seems to be more of an execution issue that kind of bites us, you know, most times. So hopefully we can fix that. But, how Tuesday goes is going to, determine, the importance of that game on Friday. But I'm sure Lake Mills will be hungry. You know, they want to finish in the top two or three in the conference. And I see they came up short last night, so there'll be a little extra motivation for them as well. So, and then, of course, we got a conference game that following week that we got to, really get after as well. So hopefully we're still trying to get that undefeated conference championship. So two really big games, but it starts Tuesday night against Bishop Garrigan. But before that, we need to have a really good practice on Monday.
Coach, last one for you here. When we talk again next week, we should know the postseason bracket for the Indians. Is that something you're going to take a look at, or are you going to wait until the regular season's wrapping up to really look at that?
It'll be important. It's because as a coach, I need to know as soon as possible what the matchups are going to be, so I can hopefully get out and scout one of those teams in person. I prefer to scout in person rather than on tape all the time. So, it'll be important. And it's kind of a neat thing. I think this year it sounds like they're going to they're going to kind of have like a watch party type thing when the brackets do get released on Thursday. So that's a really cool idea, I think. And if it works the way I think it's going to work, it might be the type of thing, where we can kind of sit down as a team and watch it together and figure out, who we're going to be playing. And we know we're going to be hosting at least, at least two games. So it gets kind of a little bit different thing. But, yeah, we'll want to know who we're playing. We understand that, Friday, we still got to play Lake Mills, and that's going to be a big game for the conference. But, it's important to take in who you're going to be playing. And, obviously we won't start focusing on that opponent until the season's over. But, so that's how we'll handle it. We want to find out. And like I said, I want to find out as soon as possible so I can start, getting my scouting going for the postseason.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you for your time this morning. Best of luck next week in those two big games against Bishop Garrigan and Lake Mills. And we'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Josiah.
That is Coach Matt Erpelding, the head coach of the Forest City girls basketball team, here on our Forest City Coaches Corner program on KIOW.